he's not mad at you, okay? Sometimes you need a little help that first game. Now, we have white and we have black. You guys are the captain. Out here on the field, you're the only ones that can come and talk to us. Make sure your players know that, okay? If we have a problem, we're going to come to you first. Make sure that you guys have an opportunity to take care of it, unless it's so bad that we have to take care of it right away, okay? First time out here, you know, everybody's going to have fun, be a big game. Everybody wants to see how that, you know, our aspirations are. We think we're all going to go unbeaten. One of us is going to lose this game tonight, but let's hope we have a lot of fun on both sides and have a great game, okay? Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose, and that's what sportsmanship's all about. Now, you're the visiting team. I have a large coin here. That's a tails, and that's a heads. Who's going to make the call? I'm going to flip it. We're going to land on the ground, and we're all going to have a look at it, okay? Call it while it's in the air. Call it?
Tails.
He said tails, and it is tails. We can defer the second half, kickoff, receive, or defend a goal.
We'll defer the second
and
half.
And we'll defer the second half. You guys have the opportunity to kick, receive, or pick a goal. What do you want to do? You want to receive. Which goal do you guys want to defend?
That one.
Not a lot of wind, so it doesn't matter a whole lot, does it? So you want to kick this way. That's what you're saying to the south?
All right.
We're going to kick from the north to the south. They've deferred to the second half. You guys will receive at this end. Any questions? Okay, guys, have a great half. We'll call you out just before the game again to do this again.
Jimmy and Big T are here in just a second. Get the field condition report. And Dan's keys to tonight's football game. But now his defense will be tested first here. As we get ready for the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff all season long, brought to you by Conley Spray Foam Insulation. Are you looking for the best insulation for your home, shop, or business? Give them a call right now. Conley Spray Foam Insulation, 641-777-0449. Here's the kick. Deep kick inside the 5-yard line. Now be on the kick recovery. Here's a breaking tackle out across the plate. The ball goes on the ground. And did Albie come up with that?
It looked good. It was a fumble. Got to about the 24-yard line.
And now they've got the football. I'm
up with the ball. What's the grueling? What's the
grueling? We'll have to wait for the indication. And now they have got the ball on the River Life turnover. All turnovers all season long. Brought to you by River Life Worship Center. And that will be Albion's football into Fairfield territory, the 23-yard line.
We talk about some of the youth coming in here. That was sophomore Hunter Weldon with the recovery on that. Great coverage by the special teams. Got the return over there. Blue Demons now will start with the ball. We got the offense, which has a much more experienced unit out here in terms of the players coming back. But we'll see what the offense can do with the first play with Brett Leshen behind under center.
High formation, a handoff running straight ahead is the Blue Demons. And that is Griffin Osing. It goes inside the 20-yard line down to the 17. And Big T and Jimmy down the sideline. That is a big turnover for the Blue Demons.
Oh, man, that's the way it starts. That's the way it starts. They're fired up, man. There's no doubt about it. So what I'm liking here, Coach Rankin is taking over on the offensive coordinator. He's actually signaling the plays in. They've got the armband. They're signaling them in a little different so we don't have players running in and out. Really gets the plays off quick.
Here we're here on the right side. Here's the quick handoff running straight ahead. Again, it's Osing. Osing brought down as he approaches the 15-yard line. A gain of one, maybe two on the carry. He's going to bring a third down. Let's call it five for Albia. After the turnover on the kickoff, the Blue Demons with great field position. Third down and four here, 11 minutes. Not even a minute gone by in this opening quarter, and you want to take advantage of these opportunities, Dan.
You bet. We're going to get that starting lineup here, and it's submitted here after this next play here. Blue Demons come out again. It has some more juniors and seniors in this particular unit. There are two sophomores on the line here, so we do have a little youth coming in, but a very experienced, fast, strong group here.
Here's a fake handoff, an option play running with Leshen. He's got the corner inside the 15, down to the 10, out of bounds, inside the 10-yard line. He has the first down, and that's the deception we talk about, Christian, that the quarterback was able to fake. And this first down brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. All first downs in this first half by our friends from First Iowa State Bank. And see that deception by Brent Leshen selling that hand fake turned into big yards for the Blue Demons.
And I don't even know if you've seen that from up there, but, man, he had one heck of a stiff arm on that kid. I mean, that was great.
Albion with the football, first down, goal to go from the 7-yard line on this opening possession of the 2013 football season on the road.
What a great way to start, just pounding and smashing, getting the nerves settled and going hard at them.
Offset eye, quick pitch to the right side. Sarver trying to get to the corner, hit in the backfield, be pushed back and brought down. A loss that time on the play. That defensive front, a big D, really got a good pursuit on the left side for the Trojans.
Found a hole in there and got in there and got Ryan wrapped up in the backfield.
Had a couple really good linebackers there and a really good job reading, reacting out of Fairfield there. We've got a time or little moment here getting the play run in here. Let's get that offensive starting lineup.
We'll get it after this play as the Blue Demons will break the huddle. 10:06 to go here as we break the huddle. Off the nine to the left side. Here's the counterplay. Leshen slipped in the backfield with the ball. One of the things that you talk about this heat with the perspiration. Now you got to deal with a slick ball because you're sweating so much.
Yeah, and you're coming out again. You got those high nerves. Everyone's excited, ready to get going. And so you know there's a little extra perspiration going on right now. Eli Bishop's the center, so we got experience there, and so he's very capable. So that's a good thing between he and Brett. They'll have good exchanges. But just that when he kind of slipped the ball a little bit as he was pivoting out of under center.
9:33 to go. Alvia with the possession after the turnover on the kickoff by the Trojans. Blue Demons come to the last scrimmage. Legend under center. Fakes the handoff. Rolls out here to the left side. Plants. Now he's being pursued. He's going to have to get by one man. No, he'll be brought down. That'll be a sack all the way back to the 24-yard line. And now we'll find ourselves fourth down and long here, boys. Fourth down and goal to go from the 24-yard line. And we have no idea if the range at this point of a field goal kicker.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Certainly, we've got, I think, you know, we got Boster, Justin Boster is a good foot there. I think that's an option for him. It's also a chance maybe to go for it. We'll see what Coach Frankton wants to do, calling the plays. Again, new offensive coordinator for Coach Staten, letting Coach Frankton run the plays this year.
Zach, you can split to the wide side of the field. High formation for the Blue Demons, Leshen under center. He's going to roll back, plants, throws the fade pattern towards the end zone. Eugen, the receiver, up and good! Touchdown, Alvia! Leshen to Eugen on the reception, 24-yard completion, and that's the opening touchdown of the 2013 season. That's the St. Pierce Soccer Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Alvia. Locally owned and operated, and they are there when you need them, just like Zach Eugen on Brett Leshen's touchdown pass.
You know, we've seen that combination for years, all the way from Kiwis all the way up. The other thing, too, Zach Eugen is the leading returning receiver in the 2A district, Class 2A, leading returning receiver in the state of Iowa, had the most reception yards coming back. So he's a very capable receiver. They just run really good routes. They know where each other's going. It's hard to overthrow Zach Eugen because he's going to run and catch everything.
Well, Eugen trying to make his mark known and lobby for the impact player of the first half, brought to you by the Eagles Club. And here comes the extra point, Bossard. We'll do the kicking. It's kicked high enough, long enough, and it will be good enough. And the Blue Demons will take a 7-0 lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, 8:34 to go in the opening quarter. Blue Demons 7, Trojans nothing.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier.
Playing the wood up then, and boy, he's not disappointing. Comes out firing, starts out now as the right side linebacker on the starting defensive unit here.
Trojans with their first possession of the night. Quarterback loses it all, flew to the backfield. A chase is recovered. He's going to come up with it. Back-to-back turnover to the Trojans. Inside the 5-yard line. They're going to now extend. It's a 6. And how about that big T? The momentum going out of his way.
I tell you what, man. We can't do anything wrong right now. This is awesome.
And that's Brandon Bassett with that turnover. Came in on that defense end. The snap came high. Went over the quarterback's head. Brandon Bassett very quick. Was able to get right on top and scored on that ball there. Nice job.
Well, let's get that offensive starting lineup after this play here. Things are going so quickly over here at Fairfield. Albion front 7-0. And the Blue Demons offense back on the field, Dan. And, boy, you really want to keep capitalizing on these mistakes by the Trojans.
Boy, it's short end of the field. You got to work. Here comes an option play from Brett Leshen. Takes it himself on the option. Gets up about 2 yards there. Takes the ball about the 4 or 3 yard line.
A great play that time by Brett, but Big C down there, you're right on that sideline. That emotion has got to be flowing high for the Blue Demons.
Oh, man, that's momentum carrying over to the offense. For such a young offensive line, that's just building encouragement into them, and they're ready to go and ready to hit.
Second down, goal to go for the Blue Demons. 7:58 to go here, opening quarter. Albie already out in front, 7-0, and knocking on the door. Here's a handoff. Sarver with it, running towards the goal line.
Donovan.
That's cool.
George Short, big
touchdown.
Then Pierce Packer, Funeral Home touchdown. Ryan Sarver on the 3-yard carry. And the Blue Demons put another 6 up on the board. And Dan, I don't know. I'm not really smart, but that's the second touchdown.
But not without a 9th game.
The Brown is going to raise those starting lineup here in just a second. But things are moving so fast and furious. We're having a hard time catching up. Pistol formation. Shotgun formation. Two receivers out there to the far side of the field. Slant pass over the left side. Getting across the 30, having the first down for the Trojans. And nicely executed that time by the Trojans. They're going to try to hustle and get out of their huddle quickly. Both offenses, Dan, trying to work with a little tempo.
Yeah, I think so. You know, trying to keep the defenses on their heels a little bit. That play was read well by both Hunter Weldon and Bryce Leshen on the right side there, and they closed out quickly. But, again, Fairfield able to get the first down on a little short screen pass.
6:48 to go here, first quarter. Albion out front, 13-0. Trojans with the football at the 34-yard line of Fairfield. Here's a quick handoff up the middle. Big hole across the 45, has the first down. Back-to-back big plays by the Trojans. And, Jimmy, this Trojan front line's got something figured out.
Yeah, Jason, I'll give you credit where credit's due. This front line for Fairfield, they're playing tough, you know. I mean, they're upset. Think about it, Jason. Less than 4 minutes in the game, and they've got 2 scores against them. You don't listen, these young boys do want to play hard. You know what I'm saying? So they're giving everything they got right now, and they're coming back, and they're driving.
And on their front, their offensive line, almost every man of that I'm checking is all seniors, so it's got a lot of experience, a lot of strength there, so they're taking advantage of the point attack right now.
First down now and 10. Here's a big handoff. The quarterback hitting the backfield. Drop down as the Blue Demons ran that play well. And that, I believe, is Bryce Leshen on the tackle for the Blue Demons.
What's going to like there, too? Here, made an adjustment of putting every man on the line there. You know, you talk about 8 men in the box. We didn't have 8 men in the box. We had 8 men on the line of attack there. I mean, they're going right out. They didn't give up anything. You know, recognizing they're trying to get those little quick gaps, quick slants up the middle there. Good recognition on the defense to make that adjustment that allowed them, Bryce Leshen, like you said, on the outside to come in once we snuffed out the middle.
Second down now, 15 for the Trojans. Ball at the 40-yard line after the 5-yard loss by Fairfield. Shotgun formation again. Quarterback rolling to the left side, has some pressure from the inside. And the Blue Demons bring the pressure. The quarterback's going to be brought down. He does fight his way back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets a yard. White jersey is coming right at it.
Yeah, it's basically close, if I can describe it. It's a goal line stand. Defense is what we're doing. We're at their own 40-yard line, and we're doing a goal line defense. Dalton Polk, excuse me, was there on the trip to trip him up. Not a couple yards, but still brings up third and about 13. So very good defensive adjustment by the Blue Demons, and we'll see what Fairfield's going to do. Obviously, a pass situation, would imagine, here. And so we're kind of softening up that front a little bit, see if we can read that pass and make something happen.
You can see the speed manifesting itself on the football field.
You know, there's a lot of speed out there, but you don't want to over-pursue. You know, you got to kind of control that a little bit.
Quarterback rolls back, has the pursuit coming on. The Demons right there. They got a gain of about 2 yards, and the quarterback had no one to throw to. Bryce Leshen welcomes the quarterback to the mat, and that is going to make it 4th down and 13 here. The defense, Dan, young defense, but really showing his muscle.
Yeah, and it's the quickness. But there was a wide-open middle there. The defense did a good job. We were back in prevent. But Bryce Leshen, among others, but Bryce Leshen was the first one to close out, really got on that quarterback quick, only picked up a yard, brings up a long 4th and 12 punting situation, a great stop for the Blue Demons.
Special team play for the Blue Demons, special all the time. Here comes the punt, high punt, a short punt. It's going to drop at about the 27, take a Fairfield pass inside the 20-yard line where the Blue Demons offense will come back on the field. Let's go back real quick to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, you got a scoring update.
All right, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Lots of scores coming in on stream number 4 from KIIC. It's Wayne now up on Meskwaki Settlement in 8-man football. Wayne 6, the Falcons 6, Meskwaki Settlement 0. Sigourney Kyoto still leads Central Lee 14-7. That's on stream number 8 on our website. Pekin and London are going at it. New London has just scored, but it's Pekin 33, New London 7. North Mahaska and GMG of Garwin are tied at halftime. It's 6-6. Sheraton leads Creston by a point, 7-6. Eddieville Blakesburg behind Rockets Blake Maroff, state runner-up in wrestling. He's got 3 interceptions in the first half, Blake Maroff, and that's helped propel Eddieville Blakesburg to 21-7 halftime lead. And Wayne has just scored on Meskwaki Settlement. It's now 12-0. Albia leads Fairfield 13-0, and Indianola has gone up on a touchdown on Oskaloosa 14-7. This game brought to you by Belzer Equipment. Let's go live back to Fairfield.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 4:03 to go here in the first quarter. It's already Albia 13-0. And Joe, we're getting to the starting lineups, but the officials have given both teams a little bit of an extra break here. So while they're taking a break, let's get that offensive starting lineup. All starting lineups brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Let the experienced staff at Hawkeye Real Estate help you get started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Alan, Scott, Nate a call today at Hawkeye Real Estate in Albia. Here is your offensive starting lineup.
Nick Yurkowski, front side tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Kieran Judge, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Brett Lashen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slotback.
Ryan Sarver, tailback. Luke Sarver, tight end.
Zach Hugum, split end.
Griffin Osing on the carry after the starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Gets a gain of about maybe two on the play, Dan, but you can see the diversity in this Albia offense going to all different kinds of personnel.
Definitely. Brett talked about, you know, over the summer they introduced 15 new plays to this offense. They keep expanding this playbook. This group of seniors started this in junior high. The sophomores started in fifth grade with this offense.
Here's an option play trying to get to the corners. Ryan Sarver gets across the 20, fighting his way down that sideline, the far sideline, out across the 20, 23-yard line. A nice gain of about three, maybe four on second down. It's going to bring up. We'll wait for the spot, but third down and about two, maybe three for the Blue Demons.
And if I could, Jace, I'm going to step back. You talked about the official timeout. That's something that came out this week from the Iowa High School Athletic Association that lets officials know, you know, with the heat and everything and all across the state of Iowa, the officials have the luxury of giving just a little brief timeout to make sure the kids are staying hydrated and rested. Fairfield has, I believe, seven players going both ways, so they're not getting in breathers. We are fortunate we're getting some rest, but that's a very good thing to keep these kids safe.
Here's the fake handoff. He'll running with it straight ahead. That is Ryan Sarver out across the 25, close to that first down marker. We'll wait for the spot, but Big T, you're right there down on it. What you say?
First down.
Move those chains. That Blue Demons on the march here. 3:19 to go, opening quarter. 13-0 Albia out in front here. And Dan, this offense, again, really showing us what we knew they would had the potential being, and that is very potent.
And this possession, I really am looking forward to see how it plays out because we started deep in our own territory, so let's see what we can do with it when we have a lot of field to work with, how we can massage and manage this game.
Legend hands it off. Running ahead is Griffin Osing out to the 30-yard line, a gain of three. So second down, let's call it seven for the Blue Demons from Albia's 30-yard line as we roll under 3 minutes to go. Jimmy, I really like the push that that offensive line is getting up front.
Well, you know, Jason, the coach has really talked to them to come on the sidelines. The young kids got to stay low, and they got to keep driving. The main thing is when you stand up, you just take yourself out of play. So I'm watching now. They're staying low, and they're driving through it.
We want to hear from you guys tonight. We're going to hear from Jimmy, Big T, and Big C along the sidelines all night long on the wireless mics. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Second down and seven for Albia. Lesson rolls back. As the receiver wide open, Eugen across midfield. Catch the ball. 35. Get the block. 30. Play his way for the 25. And second big reception of night all the way inside Fairfield territory down to the 24-yard line. And it was just a mismatch out there on the outside. Zach Eugen, a man amongst boys out there on the outside.
He is, and again, to see that pass, Brett threw it out there, get it, where only one man's going to catch it. He was Zach Eugen going up and climbing the ladder and getting it, or he's not, and of course he's going to catch that. And then he made a couple great moves, had a great downfield block. I believe it was Luke Sarver downfield there blocking on the other side, helped to get about another 10 yards on it. That's just a huge play to come up with about a 46-yard pass play right there.
Albia on the march here, 2:07 to go, opening quarter, 13-0 Blue Demons already trying to add to that lead. Lesher takes the handoff. He's going to have to keep it here. It's going to run the option, but the Fairfield Trojans smelled that one out. And Big T, I'll tell you what, Zach Eugen is a man amongst boys out there on the outside.
I tell you, it's amazing, man. It's just this Lesher and Eugen deal is legit. I tell you what, to put it anywhere on this field, Zach Eugen will go get it.
And as I said, he got that speed there. You know, he's able to break one tackle, too. He's also strong. We talk about the quickness, but the strength. There's a couple arm tackles that we're trying to make. He's able to work himself loose, shove the defender down. Again, was able to pick up some extra yards even after the initial contact from a couple defenders.
1:26 to go to open quarter. Eye formation for the Blue Demons, and we have a timeout. The Trojans are going to call a timeout. 1:21 to go here in the first quarter. 13-0 Albia. Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon Football.
for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
All right, on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, Creston has gone up on Sheraton. It's now 13-7 in the second quarter. That game has been underway for some time. They'll go to the half here pretty quick. Wayne now leads Meskwaki Settlement 12-0. Pella is up on Marshalltown 21-0. Central Lee trails Sigourney Keota in the second 14-7. Pekin now up on New London 41-7. North Mahaska and GMG of Garwin are tied at 6. It's Albia on top of Fairfield 13-0 with a missed extra point. Indianola leads Oskaloosa 14-7, and it's Pella Christian in a new score that just came in. PC 14, Linville Sully nothing, and it looks like Boone is up on Carlisle 14-7. All the scores one station. We'll head back to Friday Night Lights in Fairfield. All the scores one station. This broadcast brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery.
Second down, 10 for the Blue Demons here. 1:21 to go in the first quarter. Happy knocking on the door once again. A couple of big turnovers and some big plays have been the difference here early on. Leshen rolling to the left side. He's going to tuck it under and try to run with it. He ran out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. But, Jimmy, that defensive front by the Trojans really adding some pressure there to Leshen.
Jace, they got a great coach, too. You know, he's been in the system for a long time. Now, what they're doing is they know we have speed. They're watching the outside containment very, very well. And they're tough, dude. I'm telling you, these boys, it's a football game.
Yeah, the score doesn't really indicate really how talented they are. Again, they've got a lot of seniors on the Fairfield side here, the lining up front in the box there. And they're just doing their jobs right now and trying to fight back, and they've got a lot of pride here. They're not going to just roll over on the Blue Demon squad.
You can split to the right side. Leshen rolls back. Plants has time. A fade pattern to the end zone. Leshen to Eugen, and that was well defended that time by the Trojans, and that comes up just a little short. But Dan, they even knew that was coming, and they had a hard time defending it.
Yeah, and the positive I'm taking from that, you're not only a great route and almost a great catch by Zach Eugen, but the arm strength from Brett Leshen. You know, we've just seen him continue to mature. You know, from 4 years ago when he got his first start as a freshman in the last latter part of the season, you know, there he's able to get his feet set, throws a really good ball. It's on the money, goes right to him. You know, he has goals of being able to play college football at the next level, and plays like that have really helped to develop his game. And that's just a great play, even though it didn't go for a game.
Shotgun formation this time for the Blue Demons. Leshen rolls back, has some time. Plants throws it across his body, and nearly complete. The defender stood in the way just as the ball was coming to Ryan Sarver at the goal line. The defender waved that hand right in front of him, and it falls incomplete. But the Blue Demons, once again, Dan, showing that they have diversity in their offense.
Very much so. You know, going on a shotgun, not something we've seen a lot. A little pressure came in. Brett was able to elude that. Griffin Osing got reset and got an extra additional block in there. And on the run, Brett was able to get a good throw. Again, just the defender had a hand in the air and kind of blocked the vision for Ryan Sarver and just able to get his hands on it. But the Fairfield Trojans will start with the ball on their own 24-yard line, so a lot of field for them to try to go. And we've shown the defense is able to step up here, well-rested, and go at them.
The Trojans with the football at their own 24-yard line. 1 minute to go, first quarter. We'll get the defensive starting lineups on this very next play. Man in motion. And that's going to be, I believe, a delay of game on the Trojans. So they'll work out the flag. Let's get that starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Give Alan Scott or Nate Amos a call today at Hawkeye Real Estate in Albia.
Brennan Bassett, left end.
Josiah Harris, left tackle.
Justin Bossard, right tackle.
Dalton Fulkerch, right end.
Bryce Leshen, outside linebacker.
Blake Lawless, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, inside linebacker.
Hugh Sinclair, outside linebacker.
Shadow Leshen, corner.
Blake Bear, safety.
Hunter Weldon, corner.
Little counter handoff that time to the back. Now they shotgun. They're going to run that pistol formation all night long, Dan. And that little delay handoff kind of got a cut back there. Gets 5 yards back for the Trojans.
Pistol offense has certainly become very popular in a lot of levels, not only the high school level. Blue Demons have seen that on a number of teams the last few years, so it's certainly something we're getting used to. Offers a lot of variety for the offense.
Second down now. Let's call it 8 for the Trojans. Here's a fumble in the backfield. The quarterback in the backfield brought down a loss all the way back to the 20-yard line. How about that defense, Big D?
Big D, that's all right. You bet. We're coming in. They're just guys coming in. They're going really hard down there. I thought he was going down the line. My bad there. Josiah Harris. We heard him was one of the starters and it came right in and laid a good hit on him. Brendan Bass, one thing I'll point out to him, I'll try not to blow out too much. Out of starting lineup on that defensive unit are seven sophomores out there leading that defense, a couple seniors that are helping along with them, but what a great, great stop and good play.
And that will conclude your first quarter play after one full quarter. It's Albion 13, Fairfield nothing. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon Football.
I thought you were going on the field.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Albion out in front here 13-0 as we go to the second quarter. And Big T, Jimmy, and C down along the sidelines. Boy, I'll tell you what, the Blue Demons had a lot to get excited about that first quarter play.
You know, that was a great first quarter. And you know what doesn't bode very well for this Fairfield team is that these sophomores are just gaining more confidence, as this game will go on.
You know, I think that's true. They recognize that they can compete and play. There's no fear there. It's a good Fairfield year. We talk about they're maybe a little bit down. Numbers as they typically have, but boy, they've got a great group of seniors, great attitude, great work ethic. Coach Rank has talked about that, and it's very much evident there that they've got a good team. But the sophomore, like I said, the more confident they get, the better they can play.
Well, Christian, you know this group of defensive players. That's the younger group. The offense a lot more experienced, but this defense, young defense, really showing it's making its progress.
They're young and proving a point right here with a couple of turnovers on the ball up good for the offensive position and making them score. That's what we like.
Third down, 12 here as we open the second quarter play. We're going to go back to the Friday Night Lights studio after this play as the teams come back out to open up this final quarter of the first half. Don't forget, though, guys, we have the locker report to afterwards. We're going to go right to the midnight hour. Lots of coaches will join us and talk about all the games going on in week one here of high school football. Third down, 12. Shotgun formation, two receivers each side of the field for the Trojans. Rolling back, the quarterback plants, throws this and lines up. It's short and nearly intercepted and knocked down, but that was almost an INT going the other way, but it also nearly became a reception for the Trojans.
Hunter Waddle did a great job in coverage there, was trying to make a play for the ball, which he really liked, that aggressive play. What he did going against him, though, was for the Fairfield, his number 9, Vince Horace, is a 6'6". Senior receiver, the height, the length, that ball is up high, you can throw it up high, and so we've got to make sure we adjust for that. As high as Hunter jumped, that 6'6 receiver is right there, so it was almost going to be a big play for either team, and so that was kind of fun to see, but does bring up a fourth down in a punting situation, so a great stop for the Blue Demon defense.
Jonathan Honey back to punt for the Trojans, standing at his own 10-yard line. Albion should have good field position. Here comes the kick. It's a spiral kick all the way back inside the 40. Legend lets it bounce. He's going to pick it up at the 25-yard line. Gets by one defender, but then he's brought down right away by the Trojans back at the 27-yard line. So the Albion offense will come back on the field. But Big T, this defense proved his muscle.
It did, man. I'm really impressed with the way these young kids are playing. And, you know, they continue to do this, we might just see that zero.
Let's real quickly run back to the Friday Night Live studio as the Albion offense comes back on the field. Jay Mills, give us a scoring
update. All right, this scoring update brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. And the Friday Night Lights Big Board. This game also brought to you by Lathrop Construction and McFurniture. Got a couple new scores in now. Twin Cedars up on Melcher Dallas, a game that Melcher Dallas won last year. Twin Cedars leads 8-0. A brand new score coming in as Cardinal of Eldon has just scored on Van Buren. It's 6-0. Cardinal on top. And Ankeny Centennial on top of Ankeny. You know, they split that school up. It's now 7-0. Ankeny Centennial on top. Also, Carlisle trails Boone 14-7, and it's Indianola on top of Oskaloosa 21-7. And at halftime now, Creston leads Sheraton 13-7. Eddieville Blakesburg on top of Pleasantville 21-7, and more scores coming your way very soon.
First down play for the Blue Demons, and a little quick handoff to Griffin Osteen goes for Knott. That's going to bring up second down now, 10 for Albion. Got all kinds of texts coming in. We want to hear from you from the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Second down, 10 for Albion. Leshen under center. Option play off the left side. Running with it. Is Sarver out across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Looks like he's got the first down, Big T.
Yeah. On Fairfield, on the option play, the corner on the outside, Jane Richmond bid on the play. Ryan Sarver just scooted right around him quickly, got beside there, and Richmond was able to get him in pursuit, but not without Ryan Sarver getting that first down, as you called, Jason. So good play by the Blue Demons. Great deception on that fake handoff. That's one of the new plays they've been working on, is that triple option play, and it worked for a good play there.
Here's a quick fix to the left side. Running with it again is Sarver. Great by one defender. Half the corner. Midfield. Ryan Sarver to the 25, 40, 35, 30 at the foot race. Ryan Sarver. All the way down to the 10-yard line of the Trojans. They're going to mark him down just outside the 10-yard line. And how about that, Dan Stocker? You got to see that track speed. And when he got that corner, and it was see you later.
That's just it. You know, that's one of the 4x2 runners that we had at one state this past spring. You just got to see that cutback, that elusiveness, and really get up there, get the corner. Had a good angle pursuit from Fairfield. Otherwise, that was a touchdown for sure if he didn't have a good angle to get him, because there's nobody going to catch up with his feet.
Nick Scold is checking in. Stands as a pitcher. He's listening in front of Menard. Go Big Blue. Got Bill Casewell listening over in on Linden Lane. Co Garage is listening in tonight. Glad to have you along. And PC is listening in from L.A. First and goal for the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff running with it. Osing inside the five to the goal line. Touchdown, Albion. Griffin Osing with the touchdown. Touchdown, Albion. That's the Santa Cruz Soccer Funeral Home. Touchdown, Albion. Put six more up on the board. And, Dan, we're inching closer to that fifth touchdown. If we get to number five, we're going to go to $2 off the car wash on Touchdown Tuesday.
But, again, everybody who goes there Tuesday, enter the code 9677. You're right now. If nothing else happens, you get that dollar off. We're looking to get that $2 off on the next round there, so be ready for that. We've got Vic Sanders texting in as well, saying, go Big Blue. Loving the track speed of being displayed tonight.
19-0 Albie. Here comes the extra point. Albie looks like they're going to go with the kick. Bossard. As Leshen does the holding for the Blue Demons. 10:23 to go here. Albion out in front. Here's the snap. Is bobble. Leshen picks it up. He's going to fake with it, run with it, and he'll be brought down. And that extra point will go for nine. A little work got to be worked out there by the extra point team. But with 10:23 to go here in the first half, it's Albion 19, Fairfield nothing. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gets
special team coverage. It's just amazing to see. He can close out, and you're not getting by him.
He loves it. You know, it takes a special kind of player to want to go downfield and knock heads with somebody. I'll tell you what, the kickoff and kick return, it takes a special mindset to go out on that football
and
field.
And you saw there with a misjudge the reception of that, and as soon as he did, Bryce kicked it another gear and just closed it out.
Fairfield is from the shadow of his own goal line at the 4-yard line. Here's the handoff. A fake handoff. Quarterback rolling back, being pursued in the end zone. He's going to be caught, and he throws the ball away, but he was outside the pocket. They're going to say incomplete. Oh, I don't know, boys. That should have been a safety for the Blue Demons. See, you were down there. He got outside the pocket, but the Blue Demons had him in his grasp. And he threw that ball in the
net. Yeah. That should have been a safety right there.
2 points. That would have made up for the two missed conversions there. Definitely looked like he was in the grass and he's going down and he was hitting that ground. But nevertheless, the officials say it was an incomplete pass, and so bring up a second down from their own two there.
All the pressure was on the Trojans here. 10:06 to go in first half, 19-0 Albion. Papaloose checking in, said, attaway, Big Blue. Here's a hand up, running across the 5-yard line out to the 9 on that second down carry. Nice hold of work over there on that left side of that offensive line for the Trojans. But Big T, this defensive front, they're really energizing. We talk about speed, but you find it even up front with these guys.
I tell you what, it's amazing the athleticism of these big guys up front. They were just over here. I mean, the platoon thing is working, I'm telling you.
9:42 to go here, first half. Albion out in front, 19-0. Shotgun formation, third down, 5 for the Trojans at their own 7-yard line. Quarterback rolls back, throws it across the middle, and completes that big old tall receiver, Dan, and he's a big body at 6'6", Van Morris.
Yeah, he has a great little play again, taking on that missile offense, taking the handoff underneath. Quarterback looks like he's going to option out with it, and as soon as he takes one step on the option play, pops right up on a big, and all you got to do is pop it up high. When you got a 6'6 receiver, it's hard for anybody to defend that. On a positive note, Blue Demons are right there on him, made the tackle, kept it from being any yards after the catch, and that's what you got to do. And they're still well in their own territory with ball on the 21.
Danny Conley texts in, says, go Big Blue, woo, woo, woo. Here's a handoff bet in the backfield as the Blue Demons swallow that one up.
74.
Dylan Perkins in there. We had him in a pregame interview ready to go. Good job, Perkins.
Chris, you had Perkins on your interview. You know, he's a smart kid. He understands what his responsibility is, and he did it right there on that play.
That's right. He got to the open gap and saw the guy and just wrapped him up and took him down.
8:53 to go here. First half, 19-0 Albion. Second down and 10 for the 22-yard line of the Trojans. Shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield. Austin played to the right side, being pursued. Down goes Frazier. Tenebrick hits right there, and the running back, he's going to take a little time to get up. That Tenebrick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery.
He's everywhere.
Proud to sponsor the Blue Demons.
Bryce Lesson's going to get credit for that tackle as well. He should with that hit. But the pressure on the quarterback came up the middle. He was looking at white jerseys. He was scared to death that he was coming. Had to get rid of that ball and just... Both of them on that left side, they just took care of business, did a great job. But what a play to sniff that one out. That brings up 3rd and 20.
And you're going to have to dig binoculars out to find the first down marker from this distance. 3rd down, and let's call it a long 20 for the Trojans on the 12-yard line. The quarterback rolls back, floats it up down the sideline, under throw, Shadow Lesher there. Intercept! Now he's going the other way. That INT, that turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, come to the River Life Family Worship Center, every Sunday morning, 9:30. And that is a big INT, and the turnover bug has been in Albion's favor all night long, Jimmy, down there. And that turnover bug turns the momentum back to Albion's way.
Well, every time something like that happens, Jason, the crowd just goes nuts. The kids go crazy, so it just changes everything. But we're already rolling anyway.
Well, I love their Shadow Lesher. He's one of those kids just love when you talk to him. He's got such great energy. He understands the game. And oftentimes teams look for him in the defensive coverage because he is a little bit shorter than faster. But that doesn't measure the heart of a man. That doesn't measure the ability of the kid to go out to make that play. He had that thing spotted all right. There was no way they were completing that pass play. Shadow went up, caught that ball, and was able to get that interception. That is huge for Blue Demons. We love seeing that play.
INT Brown, they have the football back. We're taking a quick timeout as it let the players rest. So here, 7:54 to go in the opening half. Albion 19, Fairfield nothing. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with 6 Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
On the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board, this game brought to you by Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. Creston leads Sheraton 13-7. Albia on top of Fairfield 19-0. Davis County and Centerville are scoreless at this hour. Indianola leads Oskaloosa in a tight one, 21-14. There's a back-and-forth battle in Oskaloosa. Cardinal of Eldon up on Van Buren 13-0. It's Newton on top of Norwalk 13-0. Ankeny Centennial is now up on Ankeny 17-0. Boone leads Carlisle 20-14. It's Pella on top of Marshalltown 21-0. That's at the half. Pekin blowing out New London 41-7. And Eddyville Blakesburg now in the third quarter up on Pleasantville 21-7. Wayne leads Meskwaki Settlement 25-0. And Sigourney Keota on top of Central Lee 20-7. It's Twin Cedars on top of Melcher Dallas 16-0. All the scores one station. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
On the first down play for the Blue Demons, Brent Lesh is sacked all the way back to the 44-yard line. Albion, second down long. Here's a counter play. Running with the football is the Baker. Baker gets back the yardage lost by Lesh on the sack and gets the ball all the way inside the 35-yard line, a gain of about 8 yards. But, boy, Brent was just having the heat on him on that last previous play.
Yeah, and what I like about just the pre-snap before that, what I like is Brent Lesh
lineup comes in. We do unbalanced line from time to time. He immediately recognized that the formation wasn't even right. He took the extra second where they want to get the playoff play, took the second off to make sure the lineman got adjusted, put in there. That's the maturity of him. That's this offense has got a lot of intelligence. They understand what's going on, the schemes, and what they're supposed to be doing, and that's what you like seeing, that they're taking charge there.
Shotgun formation here, third down long for the Blue Team is Leshen. Plants throws it down the sideline. Fade pattern. Zach Hugan at the five. Touchdown, Albion. Zach Hugan from Brett Leshen is like taking candy from a baby. Touchdown, Albion. Bennett Pierce Bacher from Bruno Home. Touchdown. And the Blue Team has put another big old six up on the scoreboard.
I'm not going to be shocked if the local law enforcement show up, because that's criminal. That's just a criminal. It's just running. Hugan is just running down there, just having a good old time and a nice little jog down there. It just drives that ball. It's just, you can't even describe it to do it justice.
Albion flexing his muscle here in the early going. 25-0, 6:34 to go. Bossard in for the extra point attempt. And I'll tell you what, Big T, when Zach Hugan gets out there and it becomes a foot race, it's not fair.
It is not fair. And that dude's got hands like you can't believe. And Brett's just putting it right on the money, too. Awesome.
Absolutely. We're talking about Zach Hugan, who's trying to make his mark as being the impact player of the first half.
Collect.
And the delay in the game flag comes out on the extra point. The extra point, a little place for some focus. And, Christian, you got your start on the varsity level playing special teams. And it can be a little nerve-wracking when you've been over here on the sidelines getting your first reps.
That's right. It's a good place to start, but, I mean, I tell you, it's nerve-wracking. But it is an important position. Doing your job and having to do it right, getting the lineup, especially in the way we do where we line up on the other side for the field goal unit, then we come into the lineup. You have to be confident.
Definitely want to get that execution down again. First game of the season, jitters to be expected.
Here's the kick by Foster. He'll split the uprights and send this all the way north to Iowa City, where we'll be tomorrow. And the Blue Team has taken a 26-0 lead here. 6:34 to go in the opening half. We'll be right back here listening to Blue Demon Football.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
6:34 to go here, opening half, and the Albia already out front, 26-0. And another Conley Spray Foam Insulation all kickoff all season long, brought to you by our friends from Conley Spray Foam Insulation. Give them a call at 641-777-0449. They are family-owned and operated, and they can get your home and your shop or business. Hard to believe, but winter's going to be knocking on the door, Big D, and this is the time to get it done.
You bet. I know they've been busy, and they do a great job.
Here's Foster's kick, a deep kick all the way back to the five-yard line. Here comes the return man, and Grinder gets across one defender, across the 20, and brought down at the 22-yard line. Luke Sarver on the stop. But Albion's got the big lead, Jimmy, but you know, last year we found ourselves going into the halftime break up 21-0. You know, I know the coaches are not going to let the team to take their foot off the metal of the gas pedal.
No, Jake, you're exactly right. I'm right behind the coach Dykes right here working with the offensive lineman. I mean, this guy's intense, and he's good. I love this dude. I'll tell you, the coach, and I could do something for him, man. His eyes are in these guys' eyes. Focus are coaching right now. He's coaching to right now, and we got his 26 lead. Like, we're losing. He's coaching like that. So the intensity level is just sky high, brother.
First down to 10 for the Trojans from their own 28-yard line. Quarterback rolls back. And here's a quick handoff right up the middle, running into the defensive backfield, and that's a gain of about 9. Just a real quick hitter right up the middle, Dan. That's a nice little delay play that lets that offense get things separated, and that's a big play for the Trojans.
Certainly got some big horses up front there for Fairfield, and created a nice little hole there on the delay draw, like you said. Was able to get a nice little pickup there. Blake there was able to come in and make the stop after about a 9.5-yard pickup. Brings up second and a short yard.
5:55 to go here, 26-0. Albion out in front, first half. two receivers each side of the field, one back in the backfield, the quarterback. Hands it off once again, running with the football, Jackson. Jackson has the first half, moves the chains, and they'll go out across the 40 to the 44-yard line. The Trojans on the march here. See, we just talked about it. This defense can't let up. You know, you do not want to get any of the momentum back the other way.
Absolutely not. You know, this Fairfield Trojan line, you know, the interior line on both sides of the ball, actually, you know, doing a good job.
You know, and a lot of them are going both ways. I really think that second half is going to come to fruition. That we're going to see they're going to have to get tired. They're a really good group of guys, but we're going to see how well conditioned they are compared to other guys who's just on one side, staying fresh.
Josh, Major Family. Checking in, the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and flag on the field. Also got a text coming in, listing on internet in van. Tell Stocker to call some Melrose names. That's from Paul Heffert. Glad to have you along, Paul.
Happy to do it, too. Hey, I will say, speaking of Melrose, let's stay close. I did get a text from Joe Carl out of Georgetown.
Oh, buddy.
And you know, we're talking about this team's got to be hungry. If you're hungry, folks, St. Patrick's, Georgetown, I know God's portion dinner. I, unfortunately, we're going to be gone. My youngest son, we're going to be gone for the weekend, didn't want to miss it. So he finagled his grandparents to keep him for the weekend so that he can go to God's portion dinner. So, you know, it's a great meal.
Oh, yeah.
Kids want to be out to go out this Sunday, auction to follow the dinner. It's a great time. It's a great way to support the church.
Another flag going to come out here. We're going to see what this one's on. Back-to-back flags. Christian, you have the call on that one?
I think when the front offensive lineman moved on that, got a little bit of ball starting.
I think the first flag was on us, so we lined up in that neutral zone. There kind of had that goal line defense going on there, and boy, we just crashed it tight, and I think just a little too close.
Back to the original scrimmage, back to the 44-yard line. Trojans with the football, 4:53 to go. 26-0 Albie here in the first half. First down and 10, the quarterback in the shotgun. A new quarterback.
Yep.
He's rolling to the right side, throws it across his body. This one is complete out across midfield. The Trojans, for the first time tonight, guys, are into Albia territory. That's a pickup of about 8 yards on that first down reception. And again, this is the first time they've been in on our side of the football field.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see this quarterback change. I know there was some work out trying to see who would start for the Fairfield Trojans. The senior Jordan Whitney started the game, bringing in Tanner Dale, the junior. So we'll see if that has anything to do with injury. Christian Summers is going to catch up with the coach to get the halftime interview, see if there's anything going on there, or if it's just trying to get different.
Here's a fumble on the play. It's on the ground. I think Dale's going to come up with that. But nearly picked up by the Blue Demons, and the turnover bug has really struck the Trojans to our favor.
And I tell you, you can just see the quarterback, his eyes lit up. Dalton Fulmer's just closing in fast. He knew he better get on that ball or Dalton was picking it up.
Yeah, it's going to bring a third down now. Ball setting back on the other side of the 50-yard line in Trojan territory at the 49. 3:48 to go here, first half. It's been all Albie all night long, 26-0 your score here. The Blue Demons defense trying to keep the momentum going out of his way. Quarterback in the shotgun, one back standing right behind him. Dale. And here's going to be a hard penalty on the Blue Demons. That hard count so tough there, Jimmy. You know, those defensive line, they're wanting to go.
I understand that, Jace, but I tell you what, Coach Dave, these guys don't like it. It's perfection, brother. You know, we're at the varsity level. We're here to win every game, and every down counts, and that's just not going to work. You've got to watch the ball.
You know, one of the things that we do at the youth level, and I know these guys do, is they don't when they run their defensive drills, they bring all the football on a stick, and everything's done on the movement of the football.
And that's just, you get in the game, and it is hot. It's keep your focus, and that's that developing and that mental toughness that we'll get. It's just got a little excited. The guys want to go make plays.
Well, the Trojans, they want to talk things over. They're going to call a timeout with 3:32 to go here in the first half. We're going to do a quick timeout and come right back. I'll be out front 26-0. You're listening to Believe in Football.
Tarp Funeral Home, Friday Night Lights big board has got a lot of changes on it. Wayne leads Meskwaki Settlement 32-6. Sigourney Kyoto at the half, now up on Central Lee of Donaldson 20-7. It's Twin Cedars blanking Melcher Dallas 24-0. And Tri-County all over Seymour 58-0. Boone and Carlisle going at it. It's now at the half. Boone leads Carlisle 26-14. Some other scores of local interest. Gilbert at CMB of Baxter. Gilbert leads this one at the half 17-14. Pella at the half. They've slowed their scoring barrage a little bit. Pella leads 21-0. All their points came in the first quarter. Pekin leads New London at the halftime break on KIIC.7, 41-7. And it's Pleasantville trailing Eddieville Blakesburg 21-7. Blake Maroff with three interceptions in the first half. They're now in the third quarter. Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets on stream number three, up by two touchdowns. Sheraton trails in the third quarter to Creston 13-7 on stream number two. And stream number six has North Mahaska. They've already played one game. They're down to GMG of Garland 20-14. And it's Pella Christian blanking Linville Sully in the second quarter 14-0. Ankeny Centennial on top of Ankeny 17-0. It's Newton on top of Norwalk 13-0. Cardinal leads Van Buren 13-8. And on the big board here, Oskaloosa at the half trails Indianola 14-21. Albia leads Fairfield 26-0. That is the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board brought to you by the Cutting Edge in Albia. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
On the third down is short play. The Blue Demons bring the heat, and they sack the quarterback all the way back to the 47-yard line. And, gentlemen, that was a third down and short. And, Jimmy, that looked like it would be an easy play to attack right ahead. They roll back, and our defense went right at the quarterback.
I tell you what, Dick Perkins got in there, and, you know, he opened the way for another guy to come through and let him play out. You know, that's looking at that play. Dylan Perkins is right up there on the center. We heard, listened to him in a preview interview about his keys, and he just read them perfectly, got in there among the other Blue Demons and made that sack.
Here's a fourth down punt. End over end kick. Leshen standing back. Shadow Leshen. The ball takes a sharp bounce. It'll go dead at about the 16-17-yard line where the Blue Demons offense will take over once again. 2:39 to go here. 26-0 Blue Demons. And that offense has been over here talking with Coach Dykstra, and that's why I love Keys. This is the team when one unit goes off, the other team comes along, the other unit comes on the side of the line and get to talk with their coaches.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I mean, you got the water flowing over here, and you got the coaches coaching them up, and, you know, it's great. I mean, there's nobody missing. I mean, the whole defense is here right now. It's awesome.
Albia with the football, and Dan, last year, Albia was so efficient at closing out halves. They scored all but one game. They scored in the final minute of the first half.
Yeah, you know, that's what we like to see. A lot of times those were huge plays for us to help seal the wins at the end of the game.
Baker with the carrier. Matt Baker with the football out across the 20-yard line, has a pick of about 5 yards on that first down carry.
Martin off the top.
It's going to make it second down to five for the Blue Demons here as the clock approaches the two-minute mark.
You know, I really like that offensive line there. We got the two tackles out there, Nick Jarkowski and Connor McDonough. You know, they're both kind of checking in somewhere around 260 pounds, and that's just nice little bookends to have out there. Two very quick guards there with Romanko and Kieran Judge, and then Eli Bishop at center. So it's just a great offensive line.
Here's a fade pattern down the left sideline. This time it was Luke Sarver, the intended receiver. He was well defended that time by the Trojans. But what I like about that is that it Brett Leshen threw that football where only Luke Sarver could come up with it.
And again, a very, very fast young man. He's on that 4x200 team that we keep talking about, and so he's got speed. Brett knew that. He tried to lay it out there and get it out there, so he could catch it. That's just one thing that will keep getting better as they get their timing down. But, boy, you like that play. It was a nice little route.
Big third down play here for the Blue Demons. Ball at the 21-yard line of Albia. 2:03 to go first half, 26-0 Albia. Third down, five here. Leshen in the shotgun. Has time. Now a little bit of pressure. Rolls to the right side. He's going to pump fake it. He's going to keep it running. Has the first down across the 30. Gets by the defender and finding his way forward. Still finding his way forward. You see the toughness in Brent Leshen as he takes that ball out across the 35 to the 37-yard line. And Dan, three or four times they had him dead center, but his ability to shift so quickly and then to turn on that extra strength, that wrestler strength, to get the extra 3, 4, 5 yards.
Well, another thing, that's absolutely right. The other thing you see, when the first defender grabbed him, you can see the other defenders kind of let up, thinking, oh, it's the quarterback. He'll go down. Brett doesn't quit. He's going to keep driving. They just don't realize this kid is tough. He wants to hit. He wants to keep running hard. Did a great job. High snap there to Brett Leshen, but recovers it.
Oh, nearly tipped and intercepted, but a athletic move by the quarterback. The snap came back hard. The ball went straight up in the air. Brett was able to get it and nearly got the completion, the Baker there. But, Jimmy, you know what's so impressive? We've talked about it over and over again over the years is the toughness out of Brett Leshen. You know he's a great athlete, but the toughness he brings with it. Well, like Dan said, you know, honestly, as a defensive lineman, too, you come through and think, it's just a quarterback. I'm going to lay him out, right? Think twice about him, man, or three times or four times because it ain't going to happen. He's going to hit you and hit you hard.
He's going to smile when he does it. Why do you need to discuss if you don't hit him hard?
Two receivers each side of the field. Leshen rolls back, plants, throws it across the middle of the field. Open to Zach Hugan. Just a little too much of a lead on the pass, and that would have been another six for the Blue Demons. And, T, you're down there. Boy, I'll tell you what, on the sideline view, it has to be absolutely a blur watching these guys run down the field.
Holy cow, man. It is. I mean, it's just a white, kind of white. You see a little bit of blue, a little bit of red. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, the thing I like here in the offensive set is the last few plays here, we've seen Coach Farrington go on with more of that post route coming across the middle. We've seen Zach Eden go on the go route, and they're timing down. Let's work that timing. You know, yes, we've got a nice lead, but let's work on getting better. We've got big season coming ahead here, a lot of games to be played.
Legend's going to keep it this time. It's a block, and near the first down marker out toward the 45-yard line. Abby's going to have a decision here to make, Dan. It's going to be fourth down, and let's call it 2, maybe 3 yards. Near midfield, you know, this 1:24 to go. The clock is stopped.
Coach Farrington's a pretty good gambler. I think we go for this. You know, you might hard count it, try to see if you can get an offside. But other than that, I think Coach Farrington ought to, you know, go for it. I think he trusts the offense. He knows they can get yards when they need to.
We'll see here. Leshen will likely come in to set up as if he's going to be in the punt formation.
Yeah.
Todd Ratliff, Coach Ratliff, check in. Go Big Blue. Great to see their speed. 4x200 was runner-up, and the 4x400 was state champions. That's what we talk about, speed.
Yep.
Leshen in the punt formation. Albia has been known to fake the punt to the flag.
Yeah. Larry game, I'm going to guess. It could take quite a while to get that play in.
You know, this special teams, Coach puts a lot of emphasis on, but they've got lots of different options back there in the punt formation. It is just go back and punt.
Oh, yes, different options out there. And even if Brett sees something out there when he's out there, he can call it and audible it and do something with it. Just variety of things you can do with this elusive offense.
Leshen in the punt formation. This time he will punt. End over end kick. It's going to bounce and take an Albie bounce all the way inside the 15-yard line. Here comes Grinder on the carry. And Jackson, that is. Jackson will bring it out across the 20, 25-yard line where he's brought down at the 27. This Blue Demon defense back on the field. I know they'd like to have a couple of those plays back off that offensive drive, Dan, as there's some opportunities left on the table for the Blue Demons here as they close out the first half.
Well, I think it is. And, again, I think we're seeing a lot of different plays. Coach Farrington's trying to open up that book a little bit, really test them and see if they can continue to grow and develop. But that's something I know he's going to talk about. We really got to finish this half strong. We don't want to come off with a little bad taste and keep getting better.
26-0 now, 1:15 to go, and here's the procedure penalty on the Trojans. They'll mark it off 5 yards. Don't forget, Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half will be coming up here at the halftime break. We're also going to have your first half impact player of the first half brought to you by the all-new Eagles Club in Albia. They're making an impact in our community, and stop over and check out the all-new, renovated, and updated Eagles Club. It's not your mom or grandma or grandpa's Eagles Club anymore. This is newly rejuvenated. Here's the quick handoff running with it. Brought down a big shirt tackle that time by the Blue Demons. A gain of about a yard, and that's it. It's going to bring up second down. The Trojans. Now I'm just going to call timeout here. I don't know if they see. I'll tell you what. I think that Blue Demon coaching staff believes in this defense, and I think they think they can get the ball back here before the end of the half.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no other reason to take a timeout right now than what you just said. I mean, they believe in them, and they think they can get the ball back.
Well, let's take a quick timeout as well. 26-0 Albion, 1-1 to go here in the first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
And we'll have a complete rundown of all the scores coming up at halftime. A quick one, though, before we throw it back to Fairfield. Moravia trails East Union. This game is at Moravia. It's now East Union 40, Moravia 6.
Wow, it's so hot out here. I took off my tan slacks, and now I'm in my Fox Sports bikini. I've also taken off my shirt. Boom! Could somebody bring me a bra? I think I need a C-cup. Hey, let's get back to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.
Good job, boys.
And somebody who knows a little bit about football, John Madden, leading us in. A C-cup? I thought that was more like, I don't know, is a C's or a D's? Which one's bigger? I don't know, but Wasn't it Seinfeld that has the bro?
The bro's here.
1-1 to go here, first half. The Trojans with the football, 5-yard penalty on the previous play. Second down, 19. 26-0 Albie. Here's the handoff, running with it. And being brought down, nice over field tackle there by the Blue Demons. Number 4, that is Blake Lawless with the stop.
Just a strong linebacker coming in there. Great open field tackle there to bring him down. And again, be interesting to see here at halftime. You got the quarterback change. I don't know if there's an injury or not, but it's interesting to switch up that quarterback. Not having much effect. The quarterback really wasn't the problem. It's just getting those plays ran and ran effectively.
Well, we're going to have the coaches' interviews brought to you by Breece Rest Home here in just a few minutes. The Cindy's Beauty has beautiful play in the first half. We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio at the halftime break, get you updated with all the scores going on here in week number 1. And, of course, we're going to have your impact player of the first half brought to you by the Eagles Club. And lots of guys that we can point to, guys. This has not been a one-man show, Big T. This is a team that's got talent all over the football field.
Yeah, there's a lot of nominees right now I can think of.
And on both sides, on every position, skill, lineman, everything. Just lots of outstanding plays here.
Third down to 15 for the Trojans. 51 ticks on the clock here. First half, 26-0 Albion. Shotgun, Dale. Gives the handoff. Block. Puts Jackson out across the 30-yard line. That was a nice block there, Jimmy, in the backfield.
Damn, that's a good block. Oh, man,
love
it.
That's football.
Oh.
But it does bring up a fourth down here for the Trojans. Albie's going to call a timeout. Do you really like the way that Lawless made that open field tackle, though, Dan?
Yeah, Lawless and Barrett both in there coming in. Two Blakes coming in, and two sophomores. Doing a nice job keeping him from getting that first down. Brings up a fourth and about 5, it looks like. You would assume that Fairfield will go ahead and punt it, not try to run it off there, but we'll see what they're going to do with it. Blue Demons have used up all their timeouts in the half. Again, they do have that 26-0 lead, 43 seconds left in the half.
And, Jimmy, special teams have been so special all season long. We've seen it with the kickoff coverage, learning to the turnover. And now, Albie's been notorious for punt returns. Here would be a big moment for Albie to punctuate a great first half with a big special teams play.
Well, Jace, what's exciting is you're Tyler Sash, right? I mean, he's a special team fanatic. That's how he's making the team. And special teams, these kids got to realize, man, special teams make the game special. Big things can happen during those events.
Or as he has special teams play here. Shadow Leshen standing back at the Albion 30-yard line in punt formation. Here comes the snap, high snap. The punter gets it off. Spiral punt over the right side. It's going to bounce. And hit inside the 30-yard line. Leshen will pick it up on the bounce. Shadow. Dukes, Giants get by one man, but brought down right away. Good punt coverage by the Trojans. Albion will have it first and 10 from the 33-yard line. Now we're going to see that hurry-up offense. So this is a great chance to learn right here, Dan.
It is. And again, that offense has got a lot of experience to it. They've been through some tests already. Let's see if they can't really fully execute with 32 seconds, really get some positive momentum here. Ideally, we'd like to get a score out of this and finish the half with a score like we historically do. But no matter what, we really want to see some positive plays, some positive gains out of each play here.
Well, Jimmy, Dan and I are just talking about that. This is a great learning moment right here. You take this ball down the field. There's going to be a point in the season where this hurry-up offense is really going to matter.
I totally agree. These first games, you get an opportunity. We're ahead by 26 points. It's an opportunity to do that.
Leshen in the pocket. Gets it blocked, stands up, has all kinds of time. This time he's going to tuck it under and run. He gets the gain out across the 35-yard line. The clock is ticking, so they're going to have to hurry back to the line of scrimmage. A gain of 7, but the clock is ticking here under 17 seconds. Now he's going to have to get up to the line of scrimmage. 15 seconds and counting. That'll be a learning lesson right there for the Blue Demons. But under 8 seconds to go. Leshen in the shotgun. It's going to be the last play of this first half, and he spikes the ball. And that'll be a learning moment right here, Dan. Albia probably would have been wise to run out of bounds to throw the ball downfield. And for just a moment, Brett, who is way heady, he's one of the smartest quarterbacks we've ever had. Just that moment, I think he thought he maybe would get a little extra out of it. And the Trojans did a good job attacking him in open field.
And that's when they were an incomplete pass, not going to hurt the team, so just not throw it away, let that clock stop and see if we can't get two, maybe three plays off. As it is, we've got big play offense. Every play is designed to go for a touchdown. So with the last play they have coming up here with 3.5 seconds, fully expect good things. Fairfield actually wants to take a timeout to let make sure their team knows what's at stake here. It's not the 5-yard pickup, it's the touchdown they're trying to stop.
Well, we're going to go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, I know you're getting the scores coming in, and we're going to get updated. Lots of heavy action tonight here in week 1.
Albie did call timeout here. 26-0 Blue Demon, or Fairfield called timeout. And they'll see, you know, this is maybe that point where you look for that hook and ladder play that you guys, the Blue Demons, have in their arsenal. I'm just a lonely boy. I feel like I've been left alone tonight.
You know, I do see Christian. He's over on the other side. He's getting set up at halftime. He is going to get us. So it's something new this year, getting the opposing coach's halftime interview. So that's something where we're just always trying to expand and bring you the best coverage we can. So he's over there, and I think he's getting himself set up, getting coordinated with school officials. So maybe where he needs to meet the coach. And so he's taking care of business. We'll catch up with him in a little bit.
3.5 seconds to go here. Final play of this first half. Of course, the Trojans deep in their prevent defense. And I'll tell you what, sometimes when this will set things up really nice for a team that's really, really fast. You get lots of space to work with. I don't think you'll see Abby go deep. Fleshen rolls back. Here comes the pursuit. Brett steps up, and he will be brought down, and that will be the final play of this first half. But the Blue Demons will take a big lead into the halftime break, 26-0 Blue Demons, and he is down along the sidelines, going to catch up with Coach Dayton after the halftime break, and we're going to come back here, get the scores updated, and, of course, get you your city's beauty. Had a beautiful play of the first half, and your Eagles Club impact player of this first half when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football.
Mike Lawrence Jr. on the tee box in number one. He's using a driver. It's a good hit. Oh, it's drifting. He's on number three fairway. Let's see what he can pull out of the bag to get that one up to the green in two.
Albie Golf offers a beautiful par 36 golf course with over 3,200 yards of golf action over a nine-hole course. Mulligan's is a full-service bar and grill located in the clubhouse. Mulligan's is also open to the public. Whether you are coming off the golf course or wanting to hang out with some buddies, Mulligan's is a place to be. Our membership drive is on right now for 2014. New members can pay their 2014 dues now and golf the remaining months of 2013 for free. Current members can also get discount on their 2014 dues by paying their membership dues by the end of the year. Albie Golf offers a variety of membership options. Call Mike Madison at 932-8057 or Jim Campbell at 641-220-0695 for all the details.
Oh, Lawrence Jr. just chips in with a wedge. Eagle number one.
Every element of a sporting event requires equipment. To get geared up for the game, shop Danco on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square or shopdanco.com. That's DANNCO.com. Right now, Danco has 20% savings for you on baseball equipment and women's sandals. Danco is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
Blackbird Primitive supports our Albia Blue Demons, Boys of Fall. Speaking of fall, stop in and see all of the fall decor, candles, gifts, and so much more at Blackbird Primitives. Fall open house is scheduled for September 12th through the 14th. Let's go blue!
A complete rundown of all the scores comes your way next.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
All right, back in the Friday Night Lights studio at Broadcast Central, downtown Albia, high atop the beautiful historic Albia Square, and our crew up here feverishly working on all of the games and streaming all of the games. We've got 9 games on there right now and tons of scores. In fact, if you go to the Thunderbolt app right now, you'll get the Napa Know-How scoring report from your Albia Napa and Frank Tharp. All the live scores. You don't have to wait for texts anymore. You can get the live scores anytime you want them with Thunderbolt. Just click on the scores tab. All right, we'll take a look here at your halftime scores from around the area. We had some games kick off at 7. We had some at 7:30, some at 8, and even a game in Grinnell kick off at 8:40 tonight because of the heat. They're waiting for a certain temperature there. And this halftime report brought to you by GP Insurance. GP Insurance, another brand new sponsor at Friday Night Lights. And they're bringing us the red zone plays each and every Friday night for Albia. GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers a call. Let him answer all your health insurance questions. That's Eric Powers at GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. This halftime report brought to you by GP Insurance in Albia. All right, here we go. Let's go around the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Albia at the half on top of Fairfield, 26-0. Also, Creston now has extended their lead on Sheraton in the third quarter. It's 26-7. We'll replay that broadcast tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock right here on 96.7 FM. In the third quarter, Pleasantville has come back and scored on Eddyville-Blakesburg. It's now the Rockets up on Pleasantville, 21-14. Blake Maroff for the Rockets with three interceptions in the first half. Wayne at the half on top of Meskwaki Settlement. Eight-man football here. The Falcons up 38-6. Sigourney Kyoto is out on stream number 8. Stream number 8 has the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras. It's 20-7. Also, Pella has just scored on Marshalltown again. They scored early and often. They had a field goal just a few minutes ago. It's now 38-0 on the Friday Night Lights big board here. 38-0 Pella over Marshalltown. Over on stream number 7, Pekin is having their way with New London. They're now in the fourth quarter, but Pekin, under the guise of the Copeland boys, are leading New London 48-7. We'll try to catch up with Coach Joe Donovan after the game here tonight during the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show and talk to Pekin Panthers, who, by the way, our broadcaster Tim Hadley over on KIIC.7, he was part of that 1999 Class 1A championship team that took the state title. He's doing our broadcast for us over on stream number 7, where Pekin leads 48-7. And over on stream number 6, it's GMG of Garwin 20, North Mahaska 14. That's also in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska looking to not go 0-2 here on the season as they played last Friday night as well. It's Davis County and Centerville in the pennant game at Centerville, tied 7-7. Davis County was all over Centerville last year. Centerville now has tied Davis County 7-7. Indianola on top of Oskaloosa, 21-14. Centerville has just scored on Davis County. The big board just refreshed. Thank you, Scotty. It's now in the fourth quarter. Centerville has just scored on Davis County, 14-7. Again, back on that Oski-Indianola game at the half. It's Indianola, the Indians on top of the Oski Indians, 21-14. Under new head coach there at Oskaloosa, we're going to talk to him as well. Coming up in the post-game locker room show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Hey, I need an Ottumwa Keokuk score. If you can get that to us here at the station, we'd appreciate it. Pella leads Marshalltown 38-7. Here's another update. Pekin has just scored on New London, and New London has scored. It's 55-13 at that game, and that game is at New London. All right, PCM of Monroe at the half on top of Knoxville. PCM 21, Knoxville 6. It's Winterset trailing I-35 of Truro. Winterset was all over Truro last year. It's 6-3 in a low-scoring affair in the second quarter. I-35-6, Winterset 3. Twin Cedars leads Melchior Dallas at the half, 38-0, and it's East Union of Afton, 40, Moravia 6. Some other scores of local interest. Pella Christian, Coach Kakmarinski's Eagles lead at the halftime, 14-6, and it's Cardinal of Eldon at the half on top of Van Buren. On the big board, it says 13-8. Newton on top of Norwalk, 13-0. That's in the third quarter. And we've got 14 points for Carlisle. Boone is at 33, so Boone leads that one 33-14. Tri-County is blanking Seymour, 58-0 at the halftime break. Grinnell and Williamsburg with an 8:40 start tonight. It's Williamsburg 7, Grinnell 0. That's just in the second quarter. Ankeny Sentinel, the new school there that broke off, they lead Ankeny 17-0 at the halftime break. That game over on the Jock, Sports Radio, the Jock, at mouthofthemidwest.com if you want to pick that one up. All right, again, our score here at the half, Albia 26, Fairfield 0. And this halftime update brought to you by GP Insurance. GP Insurance bringing us our red zone plays each and every game. Your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers and the folks at GP a call. Let them answer all of your health insurance questions. And you know as well as I do, there's a lot of questions to be answered right now and asked regarding health insurance. Give Eric Powers a call at GP Insurance in Albia. Big time sponsors, brand new sponsors here the Albia Blue Demons, and Friday Night Lights. When we come back to Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half when we go back to Fairfield on Friday Night Lights right here on Thunder Country, KIIC.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, where there's always savings on refreshments. This week, save on Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light 24 packs. They're just $16.29 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs are $14.89 plus deposit. Natural Light and Ice, Milwaukee's Best Light and Bud Ice 24 packs are $11.99 plus deposit. That's at Jim and Charlie's.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
What's the most important thing to look for when it's time to upgrade your baler? Fast starts, great-looking bales, and a dedicated dealer who specializes in hay. At Bowser Equipment Incorporated, we carry the Super M Series balers from Vermeer. This top-of-the-line baler handles everything from high-moisture alfalfa to dry straw. It has real-time bale weight and moisture sensors in three positions.
There and just exploded through there. He's got the strength in addition to his speed to really get those extra yards. Brings up a second and one.
I formation. Here's a handoff. Ryan Sarver with the football, running for the first down out to the 35-yard line, and that will move the chains. And while the chains are being moved, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, you got the scores moving in. Let's get a scoring update.
All right, we'll keep you guys on live just to make sure we don't miss anything. We've got a lot of scores coming in. Of course, our score here, 26-0, Albia on top. Centerville leads Davis County 17-7. It's now tied in Oskaloosa, 21-all. Indianola, 21. Oski, 21. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. Got a couple finals here, gentlemen. East Union of Afton has beaten Moravia 48-6. And Gilbert is up on top of Baxter 17-14. Pella on top of Marshalltown 38-6. We'll do some more here when you get some time. Back to you guys.
Griffin Osing on the GO as he goes out across the 40-yard line on that first down carry, a gain of about 7-8 yards. A nice first down carry for the Blue Demons.
Similar first down play as we saw the other time, only this time they go to the left side. Again, good speed and explosiveness. Let's see if they bring Ryan Sarver up the middle to get the first down again. Just really going 1-2 punch with them.
Here's a pitch, Sarver to the left side. Has the first down across the 45 towards midfield. And that'll be another first down for the Blue Demons. 10:21 to go here. 26-0 Albia in the third quarter. Let's go right back to the Friday Night Live studios. Those scores keep rolling right in.
Keeping you on live so we don't miss any action. Saying hello to the Dorfing houses. They're got 14 people out on their patio, but no fire tonight. Mother Nature has the fire tonight. A final here. North Mahaska loses to GMG of Garmin 20-14. And we'll have some more coming up here for you real shortly. Real quick, Van Buren has just scored on Eldon, Cardinal of Eldon, 14-3. Back to you.
Southern Iowa Technology text line keeps rolling in. Go Big Blue. We're cheering you on. Ken and Missy Hollingsworth, Scott and Logan Cadell still listening in up in Knoxville. Said, let's go Big Blue. Don't give up. Here's a handoff running straight ahead. A nice big first down carry once again. And how important is first down, Jimmy, when your offensive line can get you some holes like that for Ryan Sarver to run through? It makes life a lot easier on an offense when you're second down and short.
Oh, Jason, most definitely. I'm watching the guys as they do that. They push them through and coming back. They're pumped up because they know they can do it, you know, and they're driving them hard.
Start to see the defense starting to wear down a little bit here. Here's another handoff running straight ahead. Sarver has the first down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. Move those chains once again. 9:35 to go in this third quarter. 26-0 Albia on the march here. Again, those scores keep rolling in to Friday Night Lights studio.
Yeah, the big board is changing here. Friday Night Lights big board real quick, gentlemen. What's this? Pleasantville's tied it. They've come back to tie it against Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. It's 21-all in the third quarter. Another quick one here, gentlemen. Creston now leads Sheraton. This one's getting away from the Chargers. 33-7 at Reynolds Field. Wayne on top of Meskwaki Settlement, 38-6. Back live to you.
Here's another handoff. Starver fighting forward. This carry as he was greeted in the backfield by a wall of black jersey. He's kept his legs turning. Gets a gain of about three, maybe four on first down. And Christian, you really like the way that Ryan runs with the football. He kept those legs moving even though there's contact.
Yes, I see more improvement on him this year. He's hitting that hole harder and staying low through it. And I got to give credit to Ramonko as he's out there. That last pulling play, the previous play, pulled, just drive the guy about 5 yards back.
Here's a little counter play running with the football. Osing fighting his way inside the 25, down close to the first down marker. Boy, you saw the tough running style of Griffin Osing, but then that the last burst of athleticism, Dan, you see the diversity in Griffin Osing's running style.
Oh, he brings a lot to the table there when he's running that. You know, he can go straight up and power and smash mouth football, but he has a little juke and jive, a little burst of energy and speed that he can get away from it, just as you said. And you're right, Christian, on that front line. It is. I've been watching the exact same thing. The line itself, they're doing that unbalanced line stacking one side, but Ryan Ramonko has been doing a heck of a job pulling and blowing a man out.
Here's the handoff again. It's Osing this time inside the 20-yard line, a gain of about a yard or two. And then that will put Albia second down. Let's call it eight here at the 18-yard line. Big T, this you look back at this crowd up here. Boy, a nice big turnout here for Blue Demon fans.
Lots of blue. I mean, I'd say we don't have quite as many as Fairfield, but it's close. Lots of people here.
Second down, seven. Leshen, here's the reverse. Baker with it. Gets a block. Gets to the corner. 15, 10, 5. Taking it to the
house.
Matt Baker for the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Another set at Piersbacher Funeral Home. Touchdown. And the Blue Demons put another big old six up on that scoreboard. Dan, that is touchdown number five. And that means, courtesy of Albia, wash and go. And Albia and La Villa, that's another dollar off your car wash. And you can go to either locations on Touchdown Tuesday and put in 9677 in the code, and you'll have $2 off any car wash. And Albia now out in front, 32-0.
Again, that's everybody who wants to go there that's listening to us. You get there on Tuesday. The location's either in Albia or La Villa. The wash and go locations, $2 off car wash.
Simple code to remember, 967, add another 7. Here is the kick. It's up, and it's high enough, long enough, and it is good enough, and the Blue Demons will take a 33-0 lead with 8 minutes to go. Third quarter, we'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
After 12 years of working out of our home, we decided to kick my mother, Leslie Goodlow, and the girls, Dara May and Cindy Stafford, to the curb. That curb is located at 20 Washington Avenue East, otherwise known as the Cutting Edge, with services including perms, pedicures, cuts, colors, wigs, waxings, extensions, and manicures. Available 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday, with appointments early or later available upon request. Walk-ins are always welcome, or call us at 932-2111 to make your appointment today.
Quick scoring update here for everybody. Let's get you all caught up. Wayne has just scored on Meskwaki Settlement. That's late in the fourth quarter. Sigourney Kyoto, Savage Cobra still lead. Central Lee 20-7 and Pekin on top of New London 55-13. North Mahaska in a final to GMG of Garwin trail. This has gone final. GMG of Garwin wins 20-14. At the half, Centerville leads Davis County 17-7. Our score here, 33-0. That's the fifth touchdown. That means after five touchdowns, you can get $2 off your car wash at Wash and Go across from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34 in Albia. And at La Villa, just enter code 9677 on Tuesdays. That's code 9677 on Touchdown Tuesdays for your $2 off. Let's go back live now to Fairfield.
Well, Jimmy, down on the sidelines, I'll tell you what, buddy, this Blue Demon offense has shown its diversity. Run it in, throw it in. They got so many combinations. This is going to make defensive coordinators' life's living nightmares.
Man, funny you say that. I was just thinking about that. I'm thinking, no, you ran that ball down their throats there, bud. And that's
go. Text coming in from Amy and James Brown from Centerville. They say, hello, go Big Blue, go Big Red. The Big Red and the Blue Demons will go out next week. And we'll have that, of course. We'll be right back after this timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thunder Country KIIC, and what you're hearing in the background is our Eddyville Blakesburg stream, stream number 3, and that ball game is now tied. It's gone into overtime. Eddyville Blakesburg is into overtime with Pleasantville. We're going to keep an eye on that one on stream number 3. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
I honestly think that they're going to go to the
second. Did that game get started at normal time, or are we just that much slower in the process? Or earlier time, I meant.
They started earlier.
Yeah, they started 7:30. Yeah, that game was kicking off, I know, early. And Eddyville started off really good. Thought they were going to run away with it, get a good win there. A lot of turnovers, but Pleasantville not giving up. So quite a game there.
T, you were right down there along the sidelines. I thought they called timeout for the players to get an extra break, and they did. But it was because there was an injured player, someone cramping up. That's the first time we've seen that tonight.
It is the first time. I mean, it seems like everybody's staying hydrated pretty good, but we had a Fairfield kid down here just a little cramp.
Two receivers out here near side. Here's a handoff running with the ball, and he disappears. A ton of brick hits. Number 35 shot in there like a missile. Brett Freshwater came in and cleared up the running back as Jackson got the handoff. He was met by Freshwater, and down goes Frazier. That's a ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Proud to carry Hoyt, Parker Bows, Vanguard Bow Cases, Muddy Outdoor Tree Stands, Harnesses, Ladder Stands, Lucky Buck, and Monster Rack Minerals. Stop in today at Bluff Creek Archery.
And for Fairfield, Jordan Whitney, the senior, is back in quarterbacking, so he's come back in the game here. I don't know if they're trying to give both quarterbacks a look, trying to see where they're going to end up for the season.
No gain on that play. Here's a quick pass to the right side, and it's going to be a lateral pass. Nope, they're going to call it incomplete. Boy, I'll tell you what, Christian, you got to see that sophomore Brett Freshwater last year a little bit, but man, he was a freshman then, but he really has stepped up. He's a physical player.
Yeah, he looks like he's gotten bigger, quicker, and stronger. And just seeing him blow up that play like he did just that last play, I mean, man, he has grown.
This sophomore class representing himself well here tonight. And you look at the three classes in a row, and a nice freshman class. The future looking really bright for the Blue Demons. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Albion front, 33-0. Second down and long for the Trojans. Third down and long. Quarterback rolls back, throws it across his body, complete. But it's thrown underneath. That'll be a gain of about 5 or 6. And, Dan, you've seen right there, the defensive backfield doing a really good job of providing coverage there.
Really are. You know, right on it. Vince Horace, again, that 6'6" receiver is a big target. Makes for an easy pass completion. But he gets no yards after the catch. And that's what you like seeing. You don't like – you'll give up a short yardage pass as long as he's not getting those extra yards. We're right there. Brings up a 4th and 8. You know, so that's just a perfect play for the Blue Demon defense. Forces a punting situation for Fairfield. Blake Bear is in back deep to get the return here. So him and Shadow Leshen have switched places here. Going to mix it up. Give Blake a little chance to run some back.
Here's the punch or a kick. And it's fielded by Bear. Oh, bobbling, but he comes up with it. Gets a block. He's got the corner. Midfield, 45-40. One man to beat. 30. Gets a block. Gets right to 25. Down the sidelines. He steps out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. And that'll be back with a big-time block there. And the Blue Demon special team makes a special play. But right now, it's scoring position. The Rockets are about to score. Let's get to that broadcast real quick and see if we can get a Rocket win in overtime.
Snapping the ball. Okay, here comes one of the helpers. Here comes two of the helpers. And there's the whistle. So the 25-second clock is under. You can
hear. All right, we got an injured player, but Eddyville Blakesburg in scoring position. Injured player. We'll send it back to you guys.
All right, we'll keep the eye right there as we keep the pulse on Football Friday nights all over Southern Iowa. You can find our footprint. 1st and 10 for the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff. Running with it straight ahead. Sarver inside the 15, down close to the 10-yard line. And how about that blocking by the front line, Jimmy? Just bulldozing people over.
I love it. They're smiling.
It's quickly taking advantage.
They're smiling. People now.
And Ryan Sarver, as Christian mentioned earlier, is hitting that hole a lot harder, just going at it because he knows that line's going to get that hole, that crease he needs, and so he's just going right after that defense.
It sounded like maybe the Rockets, did we get a score out of the Rockets, Joe? We were on the air.
Yeah, Pigsley gets in the end zone, and Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets win. You guys have called Pigsley's name during wrestling, and Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets win in OT. Back to you.
Well, that's a great stop for the start for the Rockets, and a big-time win for them in overtime. And Pixley's, he's a heck of a football player, tough kid. We see it on the wrestling mat, but he can do it in all facets of athleticism. So. Here's a quick handoff. Running straight ahead this time is Osing. Gets inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first down or second down and about eight. Looks like T. The Alvin get a first down. That first down marker just inside the 1-yard line.
Just right at the 1-yard line, actually, Jason.
Changed up their fullback. Christian Powell's coming in, getting the first carry for tonight. So the sophomore fullback coming in, gets a carry, picks up a couple yards.
He's strong, big kid. He's going to keep on growing. Christian Palace at the fullback position. And Baker at the halfback position. Here's option play. Baker with it. Being pursued. Fighting for it. 5-yard line. Dives forward.
He has it.
Albia.
Yes.
Baker in for this touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Santa Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home. Touchdown. 39-0 Blue Demons. And the running clock will start here as this Blue Demon offense continues to flex its muscle. And Big T, I love the athleticism there by Baker. He went parallel to the ground and dove in for the Blue Demon touchdown.
That dude.
I imagine the defensive backfield is going to be tested here often. Here's a fumble on the play. Close out. He's going to come up with it. T, you're right down there. Did the Blue Demons get it?
Albie Ball. Brendan
come
Bassett.
On. How about that?
Brendan Bassett.
A ton of brick hits. Brandon Bassett on the stop, on the recovery. And the Blue Demons will take over once again. I'll tell you what, Christian, you love the intensity this team is playing at right now.
It doesn't matter where they are in the game. They are just fired up, ready to go at all cylinders.
4:13 to go. The running clock is in full effect. And, Dan, this offense back out on the field, and that's going to really start to wear on this Fairfield team.
Absolutely. We got, you know, just to point out, too, 6 touchdowns on the night. We get another touchdown. Folks, we're going to get $3 off on a car.
That's almost free right there.
On the automatic car wash, you don't have to do anything. Just sit in your car, let the machines do the work.
Ryan Sarver working his way, fighting his way inside the 20-yard line. A gain of about 5, maybe 6 on first down. Yeah, they're going to give him about his 7-yard mark off there. Nice big run there.
Ryan
brought it back about 6.
Picks up at 5 yards. Bring up second 5.
Second down and 5 for the Blue Demons. 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. It's all Albia all night long, 40-0. Ball at the 19-yard line of the Trojans.
Getting a few extra players in here, too. Again, and Osing just checked in for Luke Sarver at tight end. So, again, a new face coming in here.
Here's a fake handoff. Lesh is going to keep it. Inside the 15, cuts to the field. Inside the 15-yard line to the 12. Brett Lesh with the big-time fake there. And he faked you out, and then he put on a little dance show for you.
Enough to get that first down there. Brings the ball just outside the 10-yard line. So ball on about the 11.
I think T lost the headset there. T, that was quite the move. I'll tell you what, Jagger doesn't have moves like that.
I tell you, man, that was crazy.
2:57 to go here in the third quarter. It's a first down, and the ball is just outside the 10-yard line. So Albia can get a first down within the 5 or within the 1-yard line. Power eye formation. Leshit comes under center. Counterplay. Handoff. Ball is loose. Oh. And this one's on the ground. I don't know if Sarver was able to come up with that or not.
Handoff was just off a little bit. Almost got on his hip, on his side, and just wasn't able to corral that in. Bobbled it. Recovered back well. And if he can fight for it, he sure will get that ball back. You know that. But it's a scrum under there right now.
T, you're right down there. You got the best angle.
Yeah, I think one of our linemen maybe fell off.
Judge. He's strong, dude. Hey, Judge, look at him, man. Look at him. That was him, dude. Get some of that, big. What you going to do now?
Kieran Judge, he's put together.
I guarantee you he pulled that ball out.
Kieran Judge is one of the guys coach talks about. They're really getting strong in the weight room. He goes in the weight room, and the weights literally lift themselves. They don't want anything to do with them. They just get out of the road. The kid is just freakishly strong, and it's just a real something for all the other kids to really strive to try to be just as strong, and they work hard off that.
Bless you.
Come on.
Here's a counterplay running straight ahead. The Blue Demons on, with the ball at the 10-yard line. Still pushing forward.
Keep pushing.
The offensive line, no
good
give.
Good job.
And that's a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Going to bring a third down. Let's call it 6 yards.
Who's 79? He works hard, dude.
And 79 leading the way. Nick Yarkoski out there. So.
That's what that big boy is. I'm telling you what, man. That boy is pushing hard.
We're going to get Blue Demons got the ball in the red zone. That's brought to you by GP Insurance this year, the red zone. Brought to you by GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider.
1:15 to go. Rolling back, Leshin's going to keep it. Bootleg to the left side, trying to get to the corner. Well, the finish, fighting his way forward, close to the 2-yard line. They'll go out of bounds. The clock will continue to roll here as the running clock. It's going to bring a fourth down. in about one, maybe two, as we wind down this final minute of this third quarter. Albie out in front, 40 to nothing. Brett did a good job of faking the handoff. Good job by the defense, though, to cover that up. Nearly snuck it in.
You know, talking again, I had a chance to go with some of the Houston, Claire, and Brett Leshen today on a Booster Club fundraising event there. And talking to them, they talked about their practices, you know, and how they just, because of the platoon system, they've really grinded on each other. And the iron sharpens iron and really makes the team stronger. And we're seeing it tonight. They've worked hard, and it's starting to show itself. So let's hope this is a really good
season. He's
in. Touchdown, Albia. Ryan Sarver on the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia, 46 to nothing, and that is touchdown number six in Albia, or number seven. So Albia now has put $3 off your car wash on Touchdown Tuesday at Wash and Go in Albia and La Villa. Ryan Sarver on the touchdown run for the Blue Demons. And, Dan, I think Jimmy and Big T could have held hands and walked into the end zone on that one.
I don't think they weren't wanting.
On that carry, did a good job of separating the defense and pump faking. Gets a 10-yard on the carry.
Christian Palace coming in on defense. Wow. We saw him at fullback for a play or two, and now he's in there playing a little D.
10-11 to go here in the fourth and final quarter, 47-0 Albia. 641-799-1437. 10th text. Gets a free Are You Ready Blue Demon t-shirt. You know, this is an important time for these guys, these young guys, Christian. They want to make their mark on the team, and here's their chance to do it.
That's right. Getting in there with barely any time left to go in the game, and you're pumped up. It's your time to shine. You're giving it your all.
Brett Waters on the return. Gets the ball at the 43. Nice
gets
the
block. Has to get to the corner.
A couple tackles.
Oh! Oh, wow.
That's a hit. That's football. Right?
That was a giddy up and go, bring down tackle.
A good hit. Brett Waters with a great return, though. Gets the Blue Demons good field position on the 47.
47-yard line.
Blue Demons will get the football back with a short field to work with, and going to have Luke Sarver come in at quarterback. And these are important reps right here. Very important reps. We talked about the guys getting experience, but probably no more important position than the quarterback. You're an injury away from having to get a new guy in there that leads the way.
You bet, and just getting some nice work in here and getting more people in there, some touches. Tyler Powell comes in the receiver spot, going in there for Zach Hugan on the outside.
Comes a little counterplay, running with the football, tucking under, running hard, straight ahead. I think that's Christian Palace on the carry for the Blue Demons.
Yep. Griffin Osing's moved to the slot back. Christian's at the fullback, and Matt Baker's gone to tail.
After play, bring up and our 10th text goes to Sonia Duncan. Sonia Duncan, the 10th text, and she wins a Are You Ready t-shirt, and that'll be waiting for you at the KIIC studio. We'll have some more shirts to give away here as we keep on rolling along. Here's a quick pitch. Baker with it. Baker cuts it up. Still on his feet, inside the 40, on his way inside the 35, still moving forward, has the first down. And how about that, Jimmy? Matt Baker just kept those legs rolling, and in spite of all the traffic that came on by those black jerseys, worked his way out of it and got the first down for the Blue Demons.
Can you do me a favor and tell me the size of that kid?
I don't know if you can measure what really matters,
saying,
and that's
dude,
the heart.
Is that not crazy? That's what football is all about, man. It is not always about the size of the individual. It's the heart. And that boy runs hard every time.
Oh, those feet were just chugging along. I mean, it was going to take a couple guys to bring him down, and he just wasn't going to be denied that first down.
Lots of choices here of your impact player of the game, brought to you by the Eagles Club. We'll make that decision at the end of the game. Rolling back is Luke Sarver, being pursued. He comes in the grips and does a great job of getting rid of it. Heads-up play there, Big T, by Luke Sarver, getting rid of that football. There he's going to be sacked.
Yeah, Luke's just a smart kid. He's got a head for the game. He knew he was in trouble, so he just got rid of the ball. Good job.
But you got to like the chance. He's getting a little reps here. Two things. Not only Luke getting a chance to get some reps in there, but then Brett Leshen sitting on the sideline, getting a little extra rest here, the senior. You know, we don't need to shoot all our bullets and get everything done on this one game. It's about a long season and finishing the year strong. So it's just a great opportunity all around for all the guys.
Second down, 10 for the Blue Demons. Ball at the Fairfield 35-yard line. Sarver comes under center. Hands it off, spinning forward, and a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. And once again, Christian Palace with the carry.
Jacob West is checked in there on the offensive line.
After a pickup of two.
Trying to spot all the fresh faces when I get them. Hunter McInitch also coming in. You won't believe how great they're in.
Shadow Leshen's going to come in and play a little tailback.
I like the way he runs. You want to talk about a lot of heart here. Well, Shadow will get those legs moving. He wants to get those touches.
6:30 to go here in the ball game. It's been all Albie. We've been running clock for about 8-10 minutes here as Albie's taking a 47-0 lead. I formation. Here's a quick pitch. Shadow Leshen on the carry inside the 30-yard line where he's ran out of bounds. Right at the 30-yard mark, and that's going to bring a fourth down now, and let's call it five for the Blue Demons here. Great game. Steve Fugate checking in. Boy, Jimmy, you've lifted a little weights with Steve Fugate. That guy can pump some iron.
Oh, you ain't a kid. Remember high school, he come over and work out. I'm like, oh, my goodness. That man is one tough dude.
Yeah, he's put together, no doubt about it. 5:50 to go, 47-0. It's all Albia. Running clock here. Fourth down and five. Here's a quick pitch. Trying to get the first down. Leshen cuts it up close to the first down marker, and it looks like, Christian, you're right down there right on it.
Looks like he's just a yard short. Yard short is what I'm guessing.
Good effort, though, trying to get those extra 2 yards there after the point of contact, and just about got it. Just couldn't sneak through that last little tackle. Indeed, it does. Turnover on downs by the Blue Demons, but you know, at this point in the game, with the 47-0 lead, 5:20 left in the game, you got to be pleased with the effort here.
Clock will continue to roll. We want to hear from you as we wind down this final 5 minutes. 641-799-1437. Send us a text. Send us a picture of how you're going to celebrate tonight's win. 47-0 Albia. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. And the 15th text I received, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, you'll win a T-shirt. You got to make sure you put your name in there. And Dan, I don't know, but it's going to be a hard decision on who the impact player of the game is going to go to, courtesy of the Eagles Club.
Yeah, there's just a lot of good things going on here for a first game. You don't expect a ton. You just want to have a good, clean game. And, boy, we've had a lot of positive things. First down play for Fairfield, incomplete, a little short out pass. Went right between the receiver's hands, between his legs. Again, that clock is our friend now, just continues to run.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach Staten has to say after the ball game. Of course, we'll have him on in the morning talking about tonight's contest at the Coach's Corner. And I'll also have on Tom Cakert, Hawkeye Report. So, Hawk fans, you're going to want to listen in to get a little sneak preview of what is in store tomorrow afternoon for the Hawks. Here comes the pitch. Option play over the left side. Running with the football and being brought down.
Freshwater with that.
Boy.
Grabbed the jersey and jerked him backwards.
That young freshwater boy, he's pretty darn stout.
I tell you what, old Brad, he's something else. He's very, very aggressive. You know, just a tough kid. He's doing great.
Pauletta Rhodes and Trinity are listening in Albia. PC listening in. Kylie Adder. Bryce was a monster. No, Bryce is a monster. Okay. On the football field as the texts keep coming in. We're looking for the 15th text, 641-799-1437. Third down, six. Three and a half to go here in the ball game. 47-0 out. But here's a pass, and Tim, I think you were the only open guy out here because there was nobody out there for the Trojans.
I was waving my hands. Over
here. Can the Blue Demons continue to get guys in, get them a few plays, a little touches there. Gunnar Maupin comes in for the Blue Demons. Let me see. Jesse Fee, I think I saw check in.
Fourth down now. And six. The ball at the 30-yard line of the Trojans. And they're going to be setting up in the punt. And don't know if anybody's going to go back for Albie. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Jimmy. Special teams so important here. I'd really like to see us get a big special teams play.
Oh, most definitely right here. Let the young kids do it.
Here's a big kick. Bryce Leshen giving chase to it. He's going to chase it all the way back. Inside the 50-yard line, or 15-yard line, and he'll just walk away from the heads move there by Leshen. And Bryce, he was going to pick that up.
No, that was a smart play. You know, that we weren't really set up for punt return. You know, again, we got players coming in and out, so we weren't in our base set, and I don't think we were quite aware that that was going to be a punting situation. But alertly, the players stepped away and just let it go. We didn't have return on. We weren't going to get good blocking, so the smart move is let it go. Again, the clock will start to run as soon as we take this first snap. 2:36 left in the game with the 47-0 lead. That's all we're looking for here is get the game over with.
Text number 15 goes to Phil Klaus checking in. Phil, you've won yourself a Are You Ready T-shirt, and we're going to go back real quick to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, we'll leave you on live just so we don't miss any great action. Again, Eddieville Blakesburg wins in overtime 27-21. We'll try to talk to Coach Eric Keller coming up here in a little bit. Sierra Nikiota in a final win over Central Lee 34-7. Twin Cedars over Melcher Dallas in the fourth quarter, 52-6. Also, Moravia gets beat tonight by East Union of Afton, 48-6. Sheraton late in the game, it's 50-20. Creston on top of Sheraton. Centerville leads Davis County 23-7. And Indianola on top of Oskaloosa now 28-21. That has gone final. We'll try to catch up with the brand-new Oskaloosa coach here coming up in just a little bit. Bondurant-Burrard now trails North Polk of Allman at the halftime break, 21-19. All the scores coming up here, gentlemen, in a little bit. You can get all the scores right now live at Thunderbolt. That's our new app. Go to your favorite app store, either Google or iTunes, and download the KIIC Thunderbolt. You can get all the live scoring updates as they come in. Back to you guys.
Well, I tell you, you want to check out that Thunderbolt app. As he's going through those scores, I'm looking through it right at the same time. I'm able to scroll right through them. That's just incredible. You get all the scores. You can see it on your time. It's just wonderful to see that. That's an outstanding application.
Amazing technology. Jimmy, I saw you chasing down Grandma and Grandpa Leshen as they were leaving pretty darn proud grandparents.
Jason, they are excellent people. The Leshens, you know, that's my best friend's parents, and they've been a blessing in our lives. And, yeah, they're just proud as can be. But, you know, their grandsons, they work hard, man. I mean, in the offseason, them boys are wrestling. They're doing it all, and he shows in the field. You know what I'm saying?
Leshen gets swarmed. Shadow Leshen on the carry for the Blue Demons.
Good hard run out of Shadow.
Absolutely. He's bringing some intensity. And no quit by either squad. You know, you this point in the ball game, you'd say, well, everyone's ready to check it in. But Christian, there's no quitting this team.
No quitting on this team, especially when you're not getting very many reps on the offensive side and you're in right now. You're wanting to go. You're wanting to go full speed.
Albia is going to take the foot off the gas, and they're going to take a knee. And what a great job by this Blue Demon team. Jimmy, I'm going to go down to you first as we're going to catch up with Coach Staten here in just a second. But you've got to be so impressed that this football team took it a different level this opening Friday night. They got the big lead, but they did not take the gas off, and they walk out of here with a wide margin for victory.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. I couldn't hardly hear you. The crowd's going crazy. You know, just, I mean, you know, they finished strong, too. I mean, we were dominating the whole game, correct? You know, but even at the end here, man, we still went with all fours. And all these young kids, what a great opportunity. Being one of those kids that worked just as hard as the rest in the field, right? But maybe just not right there yet. They got an opportunity to play. Fabulous job.
T, you know, lots of things to be impressed with. I'm going to have a hard time picking out the impact player of this ball game. There's just so many contributors.
There is, you know. I mean, it's just amazing the talent that there is out there. I mean, on both sides of the ball. I mean, when you guys are talking about seven sophomores on our defensive squad, I mean, and there's a zero up there. Yeah. I mean, just absolutely amazing.
I'll tell you what, you got a good point there, Dan, yeah. Is that, you know, we talk about the 47, but let's not forget that big old zero that's on that that defense.
And certainly on a Fairfield team that's down, but not out.
No.
I mean, their front line was senior-laden, heavily senior-laden, very capable, and yet our defense was able to rise up to that challenge and keep them at a zero. And here's one of the best parts of the game coming up right here, folks. The Blue Demon squad celebrating with their fans that came out to support him here.
All right, Jimmy, Big T and Big C, down with the team.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
On Albia's salute to you. Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Winners beat will love you the same. On Albia's spirits are high. Where see your colors go high. Here's to the old standing cry. Here's to the old Albia high.
How about that serenade to the Blue Demon faithful that made their way all the way?
Go Fans!
Go Fans!
Out of way!
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 How about that, Big D?
Now, what's really important, it gives me goosebumps as I'm standing here watching this, is, you know, you flip the clock back here 6 years ago when Coach Staten came, and he has a lot of things he's teaching these kids, and it's a lot about X and O's, but it's a lot about being men. It's a lot about being respectful of your opponent, respecting your fans and everything. The first time we got a win, our kids came over to sing the fight song. It was a little more quiet and reserved. The attaway you just heard was sort of there. You know, but these kids, that's what they've known since seventh grade, and they're bringing a high level of energy.
Well, we're going down to Jimmy, down with Coach Staten, with the victorious head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. And Jimmy, he's got to be a pretty happy head coach.
You know, Jason, I mean, Coach Dayton's a class act here, and so is his team. You know, that's where he brings the field every time, you know. And today was a symbol of what they've done. I guarantee you, you know, the hard work they put in the offseason, not just what he's done, his coaching staff, but what these kids do. They got to take the initiative to do it. Got a few questions for Coach. Coach, you know, hot. All week long is going to be hot. What did you do and how did you do to prepare these kids mentally and physically? Because, you know, mentally is just as bad as the physical part of it to get it for this game.
Well, we practiced in the heat, and we went early a couple times, but we did a good job of hydrating them, and we were two platooning, so our guys were coming over and resting while they had seven guys going both ways, and that makes it pretty tough. Part of it was just our two platoon system that really pulled us through.
You know, Coach, you know, we played here at Albia years and years ago, and we couldn't do that, you know what I'm saying? And maybe we could have, but some coaches didn't take the chances. I look at you and take some of these young kids that maybe not the most talented, but you take that link and you make it work. So then, in the end result, you got a double bloop, you know, two platoon. I can't say the word very well, but you know, I mean, the result is, if you can do that in these heat situations, and injuries too, you prevent injuries.
Well, coaches who believe in players and players who believe in coaches, and that's our what we go by. And we believe in those young people, and they came through tough. You got to remember, those young kids were undefeated last year as freshmen, so they're coming on pretty good.
You got some great kids, Coach. I tell you what. So now, here's the thing I want to ask you, because this is going to be a thing. You just dominated this game. You dominated it. I mean, you could run the ball. You could throw the ball. Everything was in our favor. Special teams, excellent, correct? So now, going into this next week, because another game coming, right? How do you take this great victory and slow them back down a little bit to let them know, man, you know, got another game to go? Because sometimes I think we can get, you know, as a player, we can get a little over, you know, oh, we're confident. So how do you handle that situation?
Well, that doesn't work with us, because we don't ever get too high or too low. And our goal is to be our best. So it doesn't matter who the next opponent is. Our goal is to go be the best that we can be. And so this game is in the books now. We look forward to the next one. And the most important game on our schedule is the next one.
Coach, I love you, man. You're great with words. I love you. You go take a shower, all right, brother? Hey, love you. Take care, bud. Hey, back to you, Jason.
This was a toast and a yolk type of night, Jimmy. The Blue Demons came out, and this is the kind of win that you can really build a season on.
You know, Jason, you're right. And I just love talking to the guy. The guy motivates you, you know, and he's got words. He just sits there calm and cool and collected, and it was just amazing. We just had a great victory, and guess what? He's waiting for the next game.
And it's not words. I mean, you know, and that's what you're saying. It's just not words. That's a belief system. He's true to that day in and day out. That's exactly what he wants for himself, his players, everyone around him. It's not about, you know, it's not about 47-0. It's about doing your best. If the scoreboard's great, that's so be it. If we lose 47-0, as long as you're doing your best, you can't be upset. And he means that. And that's all he looks for those players.
Dan, you are so right. You know, because we've seen those sides where their loss was, and his demeanor is still the same.
Yep.
Going to correct the situation, and he knows there's things we all seen the game. There's things we have to work on to get better. You know, if we want to get to where we want, the end result, and I know these boys are smelling, I mean, I'm smelling it, I'm feeling it, there's no reason we can't be in that Unity Dome. You know what I'm saying? So Yep. You've got to go back. We can't have fumbles. We can't have certain things. Perfection. And he is a perfectionist, and it's going to happen. I'll guarantee you, they're going to game film come, you know, tonight or tomorrow. They're going to start watching these films and getting those little things corrected so we have no more issues like that.
Yeah, and that's a great start to the season. Non-district play, great way to kind of work some bugs out and see what you got and get better from it.
We got a great post-game wrap-up. Don't forget the locker room report. Going to go all the way to the midnight hour. Lots of scores to catch you up with. We're going to come back here real quick and wrap things up. Big C was able to catch up with the coach for the Trojans, and we'll grab that interview as well. The Blue Demons, all night long, 47-0. Got the running clock going with about 5 minutes to go in that third period. Did not let off the game.